It's Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Salesforce and Slack, why you care. Google and MDM, through distribution. And Microsoft backs off on the creepy productivity score. This is the Business of Tech. Salesforce is buying Slack in a deal announced on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Teams is getting enhancements to calling, including CarPlay support, UI enhancements to the calling experience, saving call recordings in OneDrive and SharePoint, and other features. Why do we care? That's the news. Slack being bought by Salesforce, but why we care is all about platforms. In my recent editorial on platforms, I made the argument that the technology to build a business on has moved up from the operating system to the business productivity suite, and made this point around Google and Microsoft as major players. Salesforce has just made a massive leap into that arena with Slack. The move is clearly competitive against Microsoft and Teams, who you can see with their embrace of Apple CarPlay are looking to put the product everywhere and anywhere they possibly can, regardless of operating system. Which is why we care. Salesforce has always been a viable place to build an SMB-focused services business around, and it just became a whole lot more viable with this move. Slack plus Salesforce is a monster offering. Add that to the list of platforms you can build entire SMB-focused businesses around. Google has launched its own mobile management services with Android Enterprise Essentials, which is focused on the small and medium-sized business market. The product applies core policies against mobile devices, including lock and encryption, mandatory malware protection, locking devices to the Google Play Store, and the ability to wipe devices. It is rolling out in the US and UK via third-party distribution before going worldwide early next year. Why do we care? I've highlighted Microsoft as the gorilla that could take out and change the managed services management space, but there is a dark horse in Google. It's entirely viable to build a Chromebook-based services business, and Google just added another piece to the puzzle here. What if they want to go further into management? Google Cloud Platform could support it. It's viable. It's a dark horse. As I think about my 2021 predictions, this is a data point to track. And note how they're going to market via distribution, showing an understanding of how technology services providers work. They cleaned up their partner program this year and here embrace distribution. Dark horse, but out there to watch. And some are going to make money there. In other Microsoft news, Microsoft is removing usernames from the productivity score feature reported on yesterday in response to backlash. The feature will now only provide aggregate data at the organization level. Additionally, the company will update privacy disclosures in Productivity Score to make it clearer it was designed to assess overall organizational productivity. The company made no comment on the patent filings, and there is no specific indication that the features around body language, facial expressions, and the like are being built as a product. Why do we care? Customer feedback works, and in this case, works quickly. This example clearly fails the Black Mirror test, which is the idea of taking the piece of technology and designing the episode of Black Mirror where the product is used for nefarious use in a slightly dystopian future. It's always subtle use, never killer Terminators or zombies. Here's your takeaway. As I said simply with the feature before this change, the technology services company that talks about the whiz-bang feature here is missing the actual value of engaging with customers to understand their business processes and challenges and identifying which products and technology help there and which should not be used. Repetition does not spoil the prayer. It's just as true today as it was yesterday, even with this product and privacy-changing announcement. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech. Lots of Microsoft today, but they made some good moves on this one. And that Salesforce deal, that's going to play out. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow.